Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey, Giant fans, welcome to the Giant Insider Podcast. My name is Jerry Foley. I'm the senior editor of the Giant Insider newspaper. And with me, as always, the beat writer, the heart of Giants Nation, Vic Truss. Woo-woo, Chris Bisignano. On this day after Christmas, Chris, hope you had a lovely one, you and your family. Giant Nation out there, hope you guys did as well. Yep. But I'll be honest to say, I don't think any of us had as nice of a Christmas as Logan Ryan, no?
Yeah, that was some Christmas. Yeah. I'm glad. I hope you enjoyed, Jerry, you and your family and everybody else listening. And that was, I just happened to whip up Twitter, you know, after the gifts and all that stuff. I said, let's see if anything's going on. I saw that. I was like, wow, you know, so yeah. Quite a Christmas gift for Logan. Pretty ironic. He asked for like $10 million, didn't get it. Took a chance on himself, signed at the last second with us for like $7 million. Right.
Yeah.
And then winds up getting like $10 million anyway.
Yeah. Yep.
So he bet on himself. It paid off. I think we've talked enough about him, what he brings to this team, how, you know, not to mention he's a good player. I mean, listen, being a leader, being from the Patriots, Titans, and having a winning pedigree and all that doesn't mean crap if he's playing like crap on a field, you know?
Right, right.
But he's obviously been very good for us. He's very versatile. We know that. He's getting to know him, man, just Zoom this year, but getting to know him, he's a stand-up dude. He says it like it is. He holds everybody accountable, including himself.
Yeah.
Real good guy to have in the locker room. A real student. What impresses me so much about Logan Ryan, he's such a student of the game, man.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows all these teams. He knows what they're doing. It's not like he's just like, okay, we got the Ravens this week. I don't know, 5 guys on the team. But I'll look at the film and now I'll get to know them. No, this guy knows everything that's going on. It's amazing. Yeah, you know, he's a real football junkie besides being a professional football player. Which, trust me, Jerry, you know, a lot of football players, you know, they don't know what the hell is going on in the league.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Trust me, you know? But this guy, he just breathes and eats and drinks football. And the Giants rewarded him. Obviously, we all talked about, right, how much everybody's loved this guy.
Yeah.
But the Giants have loved him, and they rewarded him.
I looked at it like,
excuse me, Jerry. Yeah. Rewarded him with a big contract.
Yeah, dude. I looked at it like there were 3 guys that I wanted to re-sign, and we got one of them. And I don't think all 3 are realistic, but we signed one of them, which I'm really happy about and happy for him. And the way you describe him, and look, I mean, his play on the field is one thing, but in the Zoom meetings, like you said, he comes off like he studies all these teams. He's a team leader. This is the guy you need. This is a guy you need in the locker room. It's almost like a, not to get too corny, but he's almost going to kind of represent that bridge from a team that struggled to a team that's going to be hopefully over the next few years in the playoffs. So I was happy for him, and I was just happy that it was one of the guys that we wanted and they rewarded him. He's totally deserving. And that, you know, the story you wrote weeks ago, what he went through with his wife, like, you're just happy for him as a human being. Like, what a good guy and good player, good for the locker room. This just makes complete and total sense, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Was it, now, look, Jerry, $10 million a year. Was I a little surprised by that number? Yeah.
Well, two's I think it's 2 that are guaranteed, like 20 right. million's guaranteed. So that's
20's guaranteed and all that. Yeah. Was I a little surprised by that number? Yeah, maybe a little bit. But
yeah.
I have no problem with it. I really don't. I don't have a problem with it. And I think it also says a little bit that, look, supposedly, you know, it was Gettleman and Kevin Abrams and Logan Ryan's agent. We'll work this out, you know. But, you know, it kind of makes you wonder, right? I know a lot of people out there, they Gettleman should be fired, and he's gone, and Mara's going to get rid of him, and how could he come back, you know? But I think that's a little bit of a sign, like, you know, that Mara gave the go-ahead for Gettleman to negotiate this deal, you know? That Gettleman's not going anywhere.
That's a really good point. It's a really good point because two of the things that came from this that I saw on Twitter briefly, one was that all of a sudden everybody said, well, what does this mean for Peppers? It's unrelated, completely unrelated. I don't know why that even come up. But two, that Kevin Abrams had so much to do with this and that if the Giants were to make a move, it would be Kevin Abrams. But I agree with you. I think the fact that they let Gettleman re-sign this guy was a sign that he's shaping this team for next year. He's coming back.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, unless something we don't know where Gettleman is telling Mara, look, I'm done at the end of this year. I'm retiring. I can't do it anymore. Whatever it might be. And now that's why Abrams kind of took the lead on his negotiations.
Right.
Supposedly. But if not, I think to me, that's like, yeah, Gettleman, look, Gettleman's going nowhere.
Yeah.
You know? So
yeah.
I know that's going to upset a lot of people, but there's a couple of things a lot of people think better start getting used to.
Yeah. I know the other one.
Yeah, you know the other one going with this, right? Yeah, one's going to be – Gettleman's going to be back, and Jones is going to be the quarterback.
It's a great segue into the next subject, Chris. So, perfect job.
All right, thanks. But, you know, I'm just saying, I know a lot of people don't want to hear that. You see it on Twitter, and they think, you know, they should move on from both. But it's not happening, man. You know, I think Gettleman's going to be back for sure, and I think he deserves another year. And Jones is going to be back. And I don't think that's even a question in my mind, Jerry.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
I agree. I think Jones is definitely coming back. I think Giant fans are 75-25 on that one. There's a quarter that just don't like him and will never like him. But I think he's coming back. But like I was joking, that was a good segue because the health of Jones seems like he's healthier than he's been in what, 2 or 3 weeks now, no?
Yeah. Well, he showed a lot more in practice this week.
Yeah.
He moved better. He's playing tomorrow, right? I think you'll see a little, not 100% Jones, you know, but I think you're going to see a lot better Jones than you saw against Arizona. Yeah. And what I mean by that is that he's going to get the hell out of it if he has to tomorrow. And he's going to have to tomorrow at times, no question about it.
Right.
But I think you'll see Jones move more,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Get out of there. As far as zone reads, we'll see. You know, he moved better. We'll see if Garrett... And if Kitchens, I think Garrett's back tomorrow. We'll see if Garrett calls that, you know.
Yeah.
But as far as, look, the Arizona game, when he was under pressure in that pocket, there was a few times he just took the coverage sack, right? He didn't get the hell out of there, you know.
Right.
Looking to get in the open field, looking to get to the sticks and all that stuff. I think you'll see that more tomorrow, especially against his defense that very aggressive. They like the blitz a lot. And you're gonna need that. So, Judge... giving him the green light, I think that is a little bit, Jerry, of a sign of that. He's feeling much, much better.
Yeah, and that's good. And, I don't, you know, I'd love to see the zone reads. I'd love to see him take off. But I just want his, you know, the strength back in his legs for the throws, right? Like, that's like, and the ability to just get out. I don't need him to run for, you know, an 80-yard run or a 34-yard run or anything like that. You want him to be able to step into the throws, make it without flinching. And then if he gets into trouble, just kind of roll out and get rid of the ball and get out and not take the coverage sacks and give up like I had 8 sacks against the Cardinals. Now the line played terribly in that game as well, but a lot of it was also Jones' immobility. I just want him to be able to do the things that we've grown accustomed to see him doing. And I don't need him to be a superstar tomorrow. So.
Yeah. Like you said, I think tomorrow you'll see him getting out of there a little bit more
when
he needs to, you know, obviously Jerry, like you just pointed out to the offensive line's got to play better too, dude.
Yeah. I mean, right.
Against Arizona, they were horrific.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Last week they were better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Played really well.
Yeah, they did.
Right. Against OV and Garrett, they played really well.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, now they're going to see some more guys,
you know,
that get their quarterback and the Browns don't blitz nearly as much as the Ravens do.
Yeah.
And I put on Twitter before, Jerry, you know, the Ravens are really hurting on the back end.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But don't think for a second Wink Martindale, their defensive coordinator, is going to say, oh, you know what? No Jimmy Smith, no Marcus Peters. Oh, we'll go into a cover two and a cover threes. And no, they're going to play this. They're going to be aggressive with their man, and they're going to come after Jones.
Yeah.
You know? So to me, I guess we'll get into a little bit down, in a few minutes as far as the game goes. To me, if the Giants can protect and do well up front, pick up those blitzes and give Jones a little time, I think they're going to have shots.
Yeah, dude, you can get into it now. The only thing I was going to say, Golden Tate not playing, not sure what impact that has, if any. But that's the only other thing of note injury-wise, not to be mean, but Yeah, I'd rather see Austin Mack in there anyway. So
Austin Mack did have his best game, right? When,
Tate was out
for 72 in a game that Tate was out.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So he's going to get more reps. He'll be targeted probably a little bit, you know, maybe some more.
And
we'll see what he does, you know. So, but look, the Shepherds and Slaytons, they're going to have opportunities. I know we said this a lot this year, you know.
Yeah.
And they could execute them. You know?
Yeah. Sorry.
And if they could, what?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. If they could, they get some, you know, if they get some plays downfield, they could do some things, maybe miss some tackles, get some yak going like that. Here's your kitty upset right there, you know?
Yeah, we get into the game now. I think I said it before we started recording. I feel better about this game, weirdly, than I did against the Browns. I'm not saying I'm picking them, and when we get to our pick segment, I'm still down four, so spoiler alert. But, yeah, I just – the Browns game, it just seemed – yeah, without Jones, like, what was McCoy going to do again? And at least Jones is back. It's emotionally lifting. Yeah. Logan Ryan getting this extension. I just think it's good for the deal. There's security there. I don't know. I feel better about, way better about this one. And the Ravens are better than the Browns by a bit, I think. But I just feel better about this game than I do, than I did against Cleveland. That's all.
Yeah, yeah, we got to look, you know, it's all about matchups. How are we going to do matchups-wise? Like, last week, it was like, you know?
Yeah, right.
Baker was like, you know, okay, Baker's, you know, no McCoy, not many points. We expected that. Not that we score a lot with Jones anyway. But,
no Bradbury, yeah.
Yeah, no Bradbury, you know. You know, Baker against that zone, you know, he's more accurate than Lamar Jackson, you know, the way he's playing.
Right.
Now, of course, Lamar and that offense presents all the challenges, you know.
Yeah.
But you look at it. And you say, okay, what's the Giants' strength, right?
Right.
On defense. Jerry, we all know what. They played a run pretty well.
Stopping the run, yeah.
They did it against the Browns, but the issue was that Baker killed them.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
Obviously, we missed Bradbury, but they also made a lot of – they executed very well in those zones and all that. So now you look at the Ravens and say, well, what do they want to do? Well, Baltimore wants to run the ball, right, first.
Right.
First and foremost, they want to run the ball.
Yeah.
That's the Giants' strength. Now – this is a totally different animal with Lamar Jackson. Why? Because when he gets outside the pocket, he's not looking like Kyler Murray to run 4 yards, get a first down and all that, or run 10 yards. Lamar Jackson's looking to score every time, every damn time he leaves the pocket.
Yeah, it's a much different dynamic. It's almost, it reminds you like a Cunningham, like the fits he used to give us. This isn't a guy that, like you said, would run. And even like Murray's like a smaller version of Russell Wilson to me. He's not looking to gain 60 yards on a run. He just wants to get the first down, then jump out of bounds. I mean, he'd take what he can get, but you know, I know what you mean. And Lamar Jackson's a guy that once he breaks it outside, he's like, oh, let's see how far I can take this.
Oh, yeah. And he's real fast, as you know, right? And he's a big kid.
Yeah.
You know, he's not a small kid like Kyler Murray, you know? And he's he's got that mentality, Lamar Jackson, but he's looking to take it. You know, he's looking to go when he gets out of that pocket, man. And he's so tough to defend, man. And obviously, you're going to see a lot of that three-man rush, four-man rush, a guy kind of dropping, floating around like they did, you know, against who's before Murray, Jody? Did a good job. Oh, Russell Wilson.
Oh, yeah, Wilson. Sorry.
Russell Wilson. Yeah. Murray, not so much. You know, he kind of hurt him a few times, but.
Right.
And look, Lamar, you know, he leads the team in rushing, dude. He's got over 800 yards rushing.
It's crazy.
So if they could do a good job at him, they'll have a chance. Now, at the same time, their running backs are good too, man.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Mark Ingram's not even involved anymore.
No, right. That's how good they are. Ingram's not even the guy.
He was inactive last week.
That's nuts.
I mean, J.K. Dobbins, who a ton of people loved coming out of college last year.
Yeah.
And Gus Edwards. Yeah. Those guys are running the ball well, man.
Yeah.
Then you add Lamar, and you know what? And now they're getting the air game going again a little bit. Marquise Brown's involved again. It all runs through Mark Andrews in their air game with Lamar.
Yeah.
You know, so look, Jerry, we know it's quite a challenge, but you always got to look at the matchups. They like to run the ball. That's what they want. Harbaugh wants to do first. The Giants, if they could shut that down like they did against the Browns, and then let Lamar beat them, you know what I mean?
And you live with it.
And then, right.
Like, stop what they want to do, and then you take your chances with Lamar. It is what it is. I mean, you're not going to be able to shut him down completely.
And Jerry, you know what, dude? I know people, like last week, they shut Chubb down pretty much, right?
Yeah.
And Kareem Hunt running game, right?
Yeah.
But Baker beat him.
Right.
So, I was putting it on Twitter, like, tip your hat. The guy beat him.
He just beat him.
He'd make great throws in zones and windows and all that crap.
And it wasn't like Julian Love and Yadam were playing terribly. Yeah. I mean, he made some tight throws. It was like, well, if he makes that throw, what can you do?
Yeah. And then there's a breakdown in the end zone, Jerry, on a tight end, wide open.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and even Logan Ryan was on with us during the week, and he said, look, he beat us. That's it.
Yeah.
He said Mayfield executed. Right. He beat us.
Yep.
Tip your hat to him.
Yeah.
It happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they took away. So tomorrow you're going to try to take away what the Ravens want to do, and you're going to let Lamar. Now, I'm not saying Lamar's not going to beat him. He could very well. I mean, Lamar's an MVP, dude.
Right.
You know? But at least try to take away. Now, if they can't stop the run, Jerry.
Then it's going to get ugly.
It's going to get ugly.
Yeah.
All right? Because our offense doesn't score much, dude. So if they come out and they're putting 14 points on in the first quarter, we're done.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. I agree. If we don't stop that aspect, then it's going to be a brutal, long day, end of the season type of game. I mean, you can look at the standings. I'm going to do it too, but let's just see what we can do against the Ravens, see if we can beat these guys. But if it starts off where, you know, the running backs are getting 8, 10, 15 yards a clip and they're just marching down the field, it's going to be take forever to get to 4 o'clock.
Yeah. And look, the Ravens defense is, you know, is pretty good, but that's the Ravens.
You said you put on Twitter before they're banged up a bit, no? In the backfield?
Yeah, I mean, their secondary is really depleted.
Yeah.
You know? But they're good up front and they get to the quarterback and they're very aggressive, you know?
Yeah.
But this isn't the Ravens of years ago. Even when they had Marcus Peters, who was, in my opinion, is overrated. Okay. Yeah, he'll get some pick sixes on you and all that crap. Gets beat continuously.
Yeah.
Okay? He makes wrong reads, wrong route. He reads receivers' routes wrong all the time, gambles unnecessarily all the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, that being said, you know, their best guy back there is Marlon Humphrey. You know, and they're going with, you know, this kid Everett on a corner. And, you know, you could do so. Look, the Browns did a couple weeks ago.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
But we're not the Browns. I know that. But. Opportunities.
Hey, I'm with you. I'd love to see some shots, taking some shots down the field, and we'll see what we can do.
Opportunities will be there, Jerry, but the Giants offense just hasn't, you know, really done anything. We know that, right? They're 31st in the league.
Yeah.
But if they could put together a solid offensive game, 360 yards or so like that, like they did a couple of those games in a 4-game win streak, they're going to be right there in this one.
Can they use their running game to beat the blitz, Chris? If the Ravens are blitz happy, can the Giants use their running game to beat that? To kind of use their aggressiveness against them?
You're going to have to throw some screens to slow those guys down.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're filling up those gaps on the blitzes, then, look, if you could get into that second level, good luck for the Ravens. You know, you could do some things, you know?
Yeah.
But they'll come at you, you know, they're going to come at you in passing down. So that's where Garrett comes in and how they want to adjust and scheme and all that, you know?
Yeah.
You know? But look, Jerry, 3rd and 7, anytime you come, they'll come after you a little bit, and they like to play that aggressive man, and they'll come after you with 5-6 guys, you know. Hey, if you want to try that quick draw or something
draw,
like that,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
And try to get into that second level where you get big chunks. Well, guess what, Jerry? You hit one of those, and you'd be surprised. That slows down the blitz. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And future downs.
Now, Gallman is still the one. Is Devontae Freeman going to become the two?
No,
or
he's not playing.
Okay.
From what I understand, he's not going to be active.
Got it. Okay.
Either is Kyle or Fackrell.
Oh, okay. That's a bummer.
He needs another week, too.
Oh, okay. Shoot.
It looks like, you know, they're going to go with Morris. I know Devontae Freeman, and, you know, it pretty much seems like he could play, but he's going to be inactive because of Alfred Morris.
Yeah, I'm more upset about Fackrell. I would have liked to see him get in there.
Yeah, well, Fackrell's just strictly, he needs another week.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So they could have used him tomorrow, obviously, you know, against these guys. But that's where they're at. You know, that's where they're at, man.
Yeah, like I said, we'll see what happens. But the spread is 9.5. I don't usually look at spreads. I mean, you get a gauge as to what everybody thinks. But I feel strangely weird about this one. I feel like I don't know. We'll see what happens. I mean, it's why we line them up and play them. But
you're not the only one, dude.
Yeah,
you're not the only one. There's a lot of people feeling. Yeah, everybody thinks the Giants are gonna get smoked tomorrow, but this is gonna be a tight one. I'm hoping I'm a week off. I thought it was gonna be pretty tight last week. It really wasn't.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm hoping, you know, I'm kind of like leaning towards the Ravens, maybe 10, 14-point win them all. But you know what? I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping this is the tight one, you know?
Yeah.
And we'll see, man. We'll see where it's going to be. Sunny. It's going to be in the 30s. You know, December weather. Yeah. Weather's not going to be a factor.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And you know, did he try to establish your run? Look, you got to look at it, Jerry. You know, they're a tough team to run against. You know, they're not the easiest team to run against. But you know,
I just hope that means we don't abandon it immediately. Like, if we just start throwing like crazy, I'm not saying be too conservative, but let's not. Garrett sometimes gets pass happy, believe it or not. And it's not like pass happy down the field. It's those 4-yard routes you constantly show on Big Tuesdays. But I only say this, Chris, because when after the game's over, I look at the stats and I see, and I know it's not always the story, but you'll see Gallman averaging 4.7 yards a carry, Morris 4.2. And I think, well, why are we sticking to that more? You know, and I just hope that he does. I hope that Garrett doesn't go too crazy passing on first down all the time.
I'm curious what their offensive game plan is going to be, Jerry.
Yeah.
If they're going to come out and try to wing it a lot to set up the run down, you know, to try to then run, you know.
Right.
Say, okay, well, they're hurting the back end, so let's come out and throw a lot of first down, slow down their blitz, you know, not getting these. Or they come out, Jerry, and they run it on first and second a lot of times early to try to set up those third and threes and fours to stay away from the blitzes a little bit. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, this is why they get paid the big bucks, bro.
Yeah, man.
This is why we could go on a Monday morning and go, well, what the hell do you do that for?
Yeah, yeah, right. That's right. or be exposed on Big Tuesdays.
Right.
Dude, I don't know if it was just this week. I watch them all. But this week's were spectacular. I was texting you. I was interrupting you as you were doing it, probably.
No, thanks.
No, but they were good, man. It was it's fun to watch. So good stuff. Anything else before we get to picks that you want to cover with this game tomorrow?
No. Jerry, look, just to get back to Logan Ryan for a second.
Oh, yeah, sure.
I don't know about you. I think you're with me on this one, but I want to see Peppers done too now.
Yes. You know? Yes, absolutely.
I like to see Peppers. Oh, by the way, Jerry, Donnie Holmes is playing tomorrow too. He's back.
Oh, see what I mean? Like, it's Bradbury's back. Holmes is back. Jones, I don't know. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, and just another quick thing because it pops in my head as we talk. You know, mm-hmm. The Giants have been pretty good against tight ends this year. Okay?
Yes, they have.
And Mark Andrews makes it go for them. That's Lamar's guy.
Yeah.
That's his guy.
He loves he loves the seam route.
Oh, loves Mark Andrews, loves the seam. You know, they're going to go to him a lot. You know, he looks for him a lot, and the Giants have been pretty good. So that's another matchup you look at. Okay, could we shut that down a little bit?
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
You know, so, but getting back to Logan, you know, immediately after that, I put on Twitter, all right, let's go, Dave. I know you read this account, so now, you know, we got to get two things done, right? We're going to rip up Peppers' rookie deal. Let's get him here for another 3 years, 4 years, right?
Yes.
And let's get Leo back here next year.
Yes. Yeah.
So we'll see how that works out, dude.
Yeah, I mean, there was some people, I saw it a little while ago that they were saying, well, if what do we do with Peppers now? We're giving, like, it doesn't. Logan Ryan's not affecting Peppers at all. If anything, it's they made a decision to bring him back. Peppers, especially if it's Gettleman. Gettleman made that trade. Gettleman's got to make Peppers work. I mean, and Peppers this year has played the best ball of his career. Probably should have gone to the Pro Bowl. So that Logan Ryan contract does not affect what they do with Jabril Peppers, guys. I don't know why people would think it does, but I'm with you, man. I think they should sign him, and. I know they need a lot in the offseason as far as we've talked about the positions before, but there are key guys that they have to keep. And Peppers is one of them, and Leonard Williams is the other. And I think, unfortunately, we keep saying that Dalvin Tomlinson is going to be the odd man out, especially since they re-signed Logan Ryan. And I can live with that. I like Dalvin Tomlinson. I hope they work it out. But, you know, the Giants have a nucleus to build around. You just got to make sure you keep it now. So I'm with you, 100%.
Yeah. And, you know, you can't keep everybody, too. So if right. Dalvin's, you know, everybody would like to have Dalvin back. But – you know, if you can't make it work, like you said, you added a two. Who are you keeping, right?
Yeah, that's not even close.
I don't think that's a no. I think that's a no-brainer.
Yeah. You
know, Leonard Williams should have been a Pro Bowl this year, although we all know the Pro Bowl is a farce, right?
Oh,
but he should have been a Pro Bowl.
Yeah. All Pro is what matters. You've always said
that's all that matters. I don't know if he's going to make that. Probably not. But you know, that's all that matters. And as far as Peppers, you know, Jerry, I think he's making $6 million next year. They picked up his rookie option. You know.
Yeah.
And he's going to make, I think it's 6.1. I think I'm right. And I think I'm correct in that. But See, why I said it to you know, it was like, okay, well, you know what? If you get this done now, right? Mm-hmm. You know, maybe you're looking at next year. He's making 4 point something instead of 6. You know what I mean? More guaranteed money.
Yeah.
And then it goes up. You know, instead of him 6 and Logan's making 10, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people are like, well, you know, we can't pay Peppers 2. We can't have two safeties making this amount. Well, that's why I was saying, like, you know, let's rip up the Peppers then, get him down a little bit next year. And then he goes up a little bit and we'll see where we're at in 3 years. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're right. 6.7 million.
6.7. Okay. So if you get a new deal done, right, Jerry?
Yeah.
Which Jerry, I think this is a very good possibility, dude. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You say, okay, we're going to give Pep a 3 year, whatever deal, 4 year, whatever it is. But next year it's 4.1 towards the cap. You understand what I'm getting
right.
at, Jerry?
Right. Yep. Yes.
Go, like the way they do it. And they front load it or they give some guarantee, whatever it is. And now you got a guy making $9 million, another guy making 4 safety instead of two guys making, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I look for that. I think that's going to happen. You know, not, or they could just, look, he plays out his rookie deal and then we'll deal with him next year, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see.
You also want him to be. You got to be somewhat conscious of making these guys happy too. And I don't know what Peppers is like, but you look to your partner next to you and it's like, oh, he's getting 10 million. I get 6. Like, I don't know. You got to be careful with that, I guess, at some point.
Yeah.
But so I don't envy that position of a GM having to work all that out. So I think sometimes people think that's a lot easier than it is easier said than doing it in practice, but we'll see. I just want him here. I figure it out, guys. Got to get him and you got to keep Leonard Williams. And I can't believe after last year, I'm saying that, but I say it all the time now. It's refreshing. I'm happy that we want to keep some of our guys now. Never used to be that way.
Yeah. So. And Jerry, you know, look, this cap comes into play now too, you know,
right.
As far as.
Yeah, lowering it.
It's going to be lowered because of COVID.
Yep.
So do they let Pep play his rookie deal out, right?
Yeah.
And then next year, next offseason, hopefully, right? Everything, the fans are back next season.
Yeah.
Money's back, all that, you know, and the cap goes back up big time. And now you're looking at more money. And we'll see if that plays out, you know?
Yeah, then you have a decision to make at running back. That's going to come up too. You've talked about that before.
Oh, yeah, buddy.
Yep. Wow. Could get interesting, folks.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. Real quick, a word from our sponsor, MyBookie. Between the NFL and college football, there's no shortage of games to watch. And with thousands of lines available on all your favorite sports and events, you could turn your game day into payday, baby, with MyBookie. If you're the type of guy who likes to back the big favorites, consider putting a couple in a parlay for a much bigger payout. Not only do parlays make meaningless games exciting, but more importantly, they give you a chance to turn ordinary bets into a real moneymaker. And don't forget the underdogs. They have a ton of value. The thing about the NFL is that underdogs are never really dogs on Sunday. Every team has a chance to win. Well, except for the New York Jets. And you do too. Game spreads, championship futures, and player prop bets. It's never too late to get in on the action and start turning your sports knowledge into actual cash in your wallet. Sign up at MyBookie, and when you do, use our promo code, GIANT. To claim a deposit match, dollar for dollar, all the way up to $1,000. It's a bonus designed to give you a little help and a head start on your winning season. That's promo code GIANT for you to claim your bonus when you make your deposit. Even stacked UFC cards, you can bet on those as well. All the major sports and more. Sign up today to begin your winning season exclusively at MyBookie. Again, guys, promo code GIANT. And we are back. Anything else, bud?
No, that's it. You know, so look, Jerry, just one quick thing too. We know the special teams hasn't been good the last few weeks, right?
Yes, yeah.
And they got a real burner back there, DeVernier, returning kickoffs. Can't make that, you know. We can't give them any help, dude. We can't give up a 60-yard return or, you know, something like that.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
So that's something. You know, they were a little bit better last week, the Giants, no question about it. You know.
Yeah.
But they got a burner back there, man. This kid is dangerous back there, I'm telling you. So can't make that a factor tomorrow. Giants got to tighten it up again. They got better last week, got to get better again this week.
Yeah, the coverage team was better. Just and I wonder, I'll ask you, is it still going to be Deion Lewis?
Jerry, all indications is yes.
Yeah,
he was asked that this week, McGahee, and they said they like him and this and that. Now, me personally, I'm like, how many times a guy got a fumble, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, to me, Jerry, Judge and McGahee look bad if this guy fumbles again this week, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and even aside from the fumbling, he had like really one good return against the Browns.
Yeah,
that was
It's not like it's not like he's averaging 34 return or something. I mean, I know. So, okay, well, you feel safe. The guy could, you know, but do you anymore? The
no.
Veteran, I mean, he's fumbled two games in a row.
No, you don't. No, nope.
So, you know, it's gonna look bad, Jerry. They're gonna look real bad if this guy fumbles again.
Yeah.
Okay, and his one now on a positive for Judge and McGahee. This is what I love about Judge and McGahee working together. You know, Jabril Peppers was on kickoff return coverage last week.
Yeah, I know.
He made a tackle.
Yeah, that's great.
I mean, the point is, Jerry, is that the unit has been struggling. So, you know what? Get Peppers in there. Get another starter.
Yeah,
you
love that. Yeah, you got to like that.
I love that, dude. Yeah.
Well, you said it before. Like, Lawrence Taylor once played special teams. Not just his rookie year. Well into his career. Like, I remember 85. I remember. I don't know if he did in 86 off the top of my head. But I remember seeing him do it in 85.
Right.
You know?
So, because Parcells and, you know, they do what it takes to win a game.
Right. Right.
And they make the adjustment. And they looked at it and said, you know what? Get Peppers on his special team unit because we're struggling. You know what I mean? They were struggling. Get him. And he played better last week. And Peppers had a big hit on the sideline.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So, just wanted to cover that a little bit.
No, good stuff. There's a million things to talk about with this, like, right, what's going on with the Giants and then this game this weekend. Like, it's, you know, it's still meaningful football. I mean, regardless of what they need to happen, the Giants are not eliminated, and it's meaningful football in week 16. So I'd love to have week 17 be meaningful. That'd be great. But it is what it is. So there's a lot to talk about. And every time you think you're done, which is why I kind of laugh, and I'm like, anything else? And we're like, no, that's it. Oh, wait, hang on. Because we can do that all the time with what's going on with this team. Like, there's a lot of moving parts, as they say. So
Yeah. So
good stuff. All right, pick segment. I'm down 4 still. We split them last week. We had only 2 different, and I give you credit. You talked me, you didn't mean to do it, maybe you did. I took the Saints because Drew Brees was back against the Chiefs. The other game, the game I won was the Vikings Bears. I just have no faith in the Vikings and the Bears beat them. And by the way, dude, right now you're watching this Buccaneer Lions game.
I tell you, Jerry, it is so embarrassing between the Vikings yesterday, and the Lions today. I mean, dude, come on, man, that's not even football. There's so many teams with.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Defenses and players that don't belong in this league missing. That Viking game yesterday that was utterly embarrassing.
My
guys were missing tackles.
I was at my sister's house. My brother-in-law and my niece are they're big Vikings fans. I just walked in. Yeah, I walked into the room, and I looked at the TV and I looked at them, and they're just looking at the TV with disgust. And we're kind of talking about like Kirk Cousins, and I feel like I said it 3 years ago. I'm not the only one that. That contract was insane. And we, you know, as Giant fans, we saw him twice a year. He's not an elite quarterback. And I think they looked at it like, well, we got to the NFC Championship with, the hell was his name? The
kid. Case Keenan.
Case Keenan. Oh, we can, you know, we're going to take the next step with Kirk Cousins. And it hasn't worked. And, you know, you just, that's a team that's just, I don't know where they're headed. You know, it's a weird team.
You know, and it, Mike Zimmer's strong point is his defense, and they've been an embarrassment this year. You can't even blame Cousins a lot of the times because they've actually moved the ball and put points on the board, but they can't stop anybody.
But it's just funny hearing them complain about a quarterback. Like, oh, here he goes, checking down again.
Tell your brother-in-law thanks, because that Case Keenum game, that run gave Sherman to the Giants.
Totally. It totally did. I know. That's what he said. He goes,
how the hell did your brother-in-law and sister become Viking
fans? Not my sister. No. My brother-in-law and my niece, because...
Oh, I'm sorry, your niece.
Okay. Yeah, because she just followed her father. Like, he's a product...
Okay, how did he become
a product of the 70s.
Oh, okay. Oh, well...
Yeah, my sisters are a lot older than me. So, you know, 13 and 15 years older than me. So they're... He grew up in the 70s where it was like, the team's on TV.
The Foreman days. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, they had it all, Jerry. I remember those teams. They had a lot of...
Right. Yeah, and the Giants, Jets, and Eagles were terrible. So locally, people left to root for other teams.
That happens a lot for the Steelers and Cowboys and all that.
Yep.
So
yeah, but I'll say this: when my father was alive and he would come over, he did not. It was utter respect for my old man and the Giants. He never talked crap. He knew better. But a lot of people, you know, when they come to another house, they feel a little brazen. But he was always like, you know, he was always good about it. I will say, though, his son-in-law is a Packer fan, which is hilarious. So anyway. All right.
Yeah, a lot of weird stuff going on.
Yeah. Well, yeah, if you're not Giants, they're all over the map.
They're all over the map. Okay.
That's funny. All right. Here we go. 49ers at Cardinals, Chris. The 49ers, who have disappointed us 2 weeks in a row. Cardinals.
Yeah, I'll go with the Cards. They need that game.
Yes. Dolphins at Raiders. Not an easy one, man. The Raiders are the quitting defense that they have, huh?
Oh, they're not. Wow. I'm going to go with Miami. I'll go with two. You know what? I'll go with two. And can I say something, too, quickly?
Yeah, go ahead.
I know, before everybody gets excited about Tua, Belichick lost to a rookie. Look, at guys, when Stephen Gilmore was in the game, the first half, they shut him out.
Yeah, right.
Gilmore got hurt late second quarter, and that was a different game after that.
Yeah.
Okay,
so true.
Just, New England probably would have ripped that one off upset too. But anyway, the point being is that Tua, I'll go with him over. I don't like the way this Raider team looks, dude. I'll go with Miami.
Me neither. I'm going to go with Miami too, and I got to catch up. So, but I don't feel confident in the Raiders at all. Oh, another one. Jeez. Falcons at Chiefs.
Oh please.
Looks like we're not going to defer on that one either. Or...
You want to take a shot?
No, I'm good here. Browns at Jets. Jeez.
Oh, what's going on now with the Browns? They haven't flown out. They got some guy who has COVID.
Yeah.
They're waiting to do some tracing, but I'm hoping this game doesn't get pushed back. But if it does, I'll still go with the Browns. If it happens Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, whatever, I'll still go with the Browns.
Yeah, kudos to the Jets last week, by the way, right?
Yeah. Look, you know.
I'm still going with the Browns.
Yeah, I think the Jets, that was it.
Bears at Jaguars.
Bears.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, I think you want to go with the Jaguars.
I do want to, but I can't. You know what? Yeah, I'm going Jags.
For the Jets.
I'm going for the Jaguars. Here we go. Yeah, that's right. We'll do it for the Jets. Bengals at Texans. Not an easy one either. Bengals, showing up.
They played unbelievable Monday night, man. Yeah. But I'll go with Deshaun Watson home in this one.
Yeah, me too. 1 o'clock still. Colts at Steelers. I'm going Colts. I think the Steelers are going to lose four in a row.
All right, I'm going to go with Pitt on this one. I think they're going to rebound.
4 o'clock. This was flexed. Panthers at Washington.
Hate to do it, but looks like Smith's playing. I'm going to go with Washington.
I'm going Panthers just because I'm rooting for him and I got to catch up. So, but yeah, I think you're right. Broncos at Chargers.
I'll go with her. I'll go with your boy Herbert.
Yeah, me too. That's my boy. Here's one at 425. This game, one team will probably eliminate the other officially. Eagles at Cowboys.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts, right?
Yeah. What do you think? Wentz is done in Philly?
I think he's done. I think the Eagles are in really good hands with Hurts. I really do, man.
Yeah.
Now look, the more tape he puts out there, the more the league gets up to him and all that.
Right.
But I think the Eagles' future is in good hands with him. Nah, they got a ton of other issues. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But, Jerry, I love this kid in Alabama.
Yep.
I love him in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I hate to say it, I like him now, what he's doing with Philly, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Lasted to the second round, too.
Yeah, you know, so I'll go with the Eagles. I like the Eagles tomorrow. Dallas?
I don't know. This is a coin flip game. I'll just go Cowboys because I got to catch up. But I don't feel passionate about either one because the Cowboys, once, you know, there's some weeks where they look like they should be 11-5, even with Dalton. But yeah, I'll go Cowboys. I don't know.
Dallas, okay.
Yeah. Rams at Seahawks.
I think the Rams, I know everybody's gonna be like, what are you, crazy? They just lost to the Jets. But I'm going to have a feeling the Rams rebound. I'm going to go with the Rams.
Yeah, and the Seahawks, I don't know what's going on with them. I don't know if teams are figuring them out since the Giant game, if they're just, I don't know. They're not the same team they were earlier in the season. I agree with you. I'm going to go with the Rams in a rebound game because of the loss to the Jets. And I don't know what it is with Seattle right now. I don't know if they're just in a funk or what. 8:20 Sunday night. Good game. Titans, Packers.
I'll go with the Pack at home.
Yeah, me too. I'm going Packers at home. And Monday night, Bills at Patriots. Oh, this is a...
Buffalo.
Yeah, this is a stamp of approval game, right? Like, they won the division, but, you know, they want to win this game just to...
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, almost like a passing of the torch kind of thing, I think.
Yeah, I just don't like Cam. I don't like what New England does.
Yep.
Offensively. I like Buffalo's on a roll, too, dude. I like Buffalo, man.
I agree.
And the cold's not going to bother them up there Monday night.
So. No, it doesn't. I love when cold weather teams travel in a lesser cold. It's like, yeah,
right.
We're good here. This is balmy for us. So, like when the Packers would play us at Jeddah in the Meadowlands in December. It's like, yeah, right. This is nice, guys. All right. Sent out the questions this morning, guys, and you already responded with 63.
Hey, Jerry, just quickly.
Yeah.
You know what's funny, though, dude, that you said that, right?
Yeah.
But it was so funny, man, because in that 07 championship game,
yeah,
it looked like the Packers were more cold than the Giants.
Well, you know what it looked like? Like far,
especially fall.
Right. That's like me at age 46 going out in the cold now. I'm like, oh, this is way colder than it used to be. That's how I think Favre was. It was just like, he's just older.
Favre admitted he was freezing. He
yeah.
Right?
But yeah.
The rest of the guy, you know, it just looked like the Giants didn't affect him at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and Tuck went out there with nothing on.
I know the Giants are from the Northeast and all that crap, but it's still the Packers in Wisconsin. It's just their weather, right?
It was
their weather. And just quickly, Joe, just to go down memory lane one second, I'll never forget when the Giants came out in that pregame warm-up and they had short-sleeve shirts on. And I said, holy crap, they're ready for this. This minus 10-degree day, whatever it was, 0 degree, is not bothering them at all, you know?
Yep.
That's one thing I always remember about the Giants in that pregame, and Ozzie came out. And they had like cut off sleeves.
Well, I remember Strahan made the comment. He's like, I'm wearing long sleeves. I know Justin Tuck will not be wearing anything.
Okay, like, I'm sorry that I'm thinking about Tuck.
Then. Yeah, because Strahan made the point of not making fun of Tuck, but being like, oh, yeah, tough guy here is not going to wear anything. But yeah, you're right.
He just came out, man, and that didn't bother him at all.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm sorry about that, man.
No, you interrupt with good memories. It's fine. It's like. No, I'll never forget that game. The undressing of Al Harris by Plaxico Burress was really something to watch all day, man. Oh my God!
And I forget the way Eli was throwing the ball.
Perfect, incredible.
I was like, it's minus 20 degrees out here, you know?
Right.
And Eli's winging all over the place, like it's like it was a 40-degree day in Green Bay, you know? It was unbelievable.
Yeah,
it was incredible.
That was his coming of age game because I know they beat the Cowboys the week before and the Bucks. But that game, he was incredible. He was absolutely incredible.
Just circumstances. It was incredible.
Yep.
You know?
Yeah. I forgot a game, Chris. Giants at Ravens. My bad. Yeah,
I'm sorry. Just the two Eli games, Jerry, just quickly, that always stand out to me was Green Bay and that 49er game in 11.
Oh, that was his best day.
So, okay, let's get back to point.
I forgot Giants-Ravens.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but I'm going to go Baltimore.
I'm going Giants. I catch up, Chris.
All right.
It's not always what you believe, though.
Hey,
I just think it'll be close. I think it'll be a close game.
Yeah, I agree with you, man. I'm hoping it's going to be close. You know, I have a strange feeling it is going to be a little closer than people think, too. But
yeah,
I was wrong last week. Hopefully, I'm right this week. You know.
Yeah. All right. Sent out this morning 63 responses. Thank you, everyone. Lisa's up first. Did you enjoy your holiday? Favorite gift you received? I knew you were going to. So a lot of people asked that question. So we'll take it from Lisa because she's at the top of the list here. Favorite gift you each received? You want to take that first? You want me to go?
Favorite gift
yeah.
I received?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
You go first. Yeah,
My daughters all worked summer jobs this year, so this was the year they all bought gifts for us, which I thought was nice, and they all bought me Giants stuff. So I thought it was really nice. One of them bought me that FOCO. It's like Legos, but you can't say Legos. It's building blocks, the huge giant helmet. Mm-hmm. I've been working on that since 9 o'clock. The only break I took was when you called me earlier. So it's taken me 6 hours to get about halfway done. So,
wow.
Yeah, and I have no life, Chris. So.
No. That sounds like a tough Lego thing.
It's brutal, but it's kind of like it's rewarding when you're halfway done. You're like, right. All right, it's coming into shape. But yeah, my kids bought me giant stuff, which was very cool.
So well, maybe by the Super Bowl, you'll be done. I really can't think for you. Man, I've had a lot from the kids. I don't. There's so many. I really can't think of one.
That's
man.
Cool. Yeah.
You know what? Just giant jerseys. A lot of giant jerseys over the years. You know.
Yeah.
I remember even going back as far as the first Lawrence Taylor one. You know, stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Nice. Oh yeah. Very. I was talking about yesterday. Over the years, it would be very hard.
Oh, yesterday? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yesterday? Oh, my golf club. My driver.
Oh, nice.
What kind? I'm sorry, dude. I thought you meant favorite all time. Like, yeah. Oh, yesterday, no question. My new driver.
What kind?
My Callaway Standard Maverick.
Nice.
That's your boy Dan hooked me up with.
Oh, Dan. Yeah. Nice.
Dan, you know, you're listening. Thanks again, Dan. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, buddy.
Giant golfer. There you go.
Dan, I'll be coming in soon for a putter.
That's awesome. Bobby L never asked a question before, I don't think. With this team in need of a true number one receiver, do you go hard in free agency or one in the draft? I think we answered that last week. I'm sorry about that. I would do both. I would go free agency and the draft because I think you can't just grab one and be like, we're fixed. I think you have to do both. I don't know if you do a free agent and then in the draft you go first or second round, but I think it's going to come from both spots. That's just me.
If they don't make the playoffs, they're going to have a pretty high pick. They finish like 5-11, you know, 6-10. Yeah. They probably have a shot at one of those real good ones, you know?
Yeah. There's a few that you like the kid from LSU.
I like both of them, man. I like the kid from LSU. I love, obviously, the kid from Alabama, too.
Yeah.
If they have a shot, I'm going to stick with this. Even through draft day, I don't think I'm going to change my stance on this, Jerry.
Okay.
Unless I might change my stance if they go out and they spend big money on it. Allen Robinson, I'm not even sure what the other guys are available right now.
Yeah.
Then you might say, okay, well, they got the number one, so now you look at the edge or something. So I might change my mind, or cornerback, you know, I might change my mind there. But right now, Jerry, it's wide receiver, dude, you know.
I think if they did what you said, if they go Allen Robinson, then they're in a better position to go best player available.
Yeah, you know, obviously that's a lot. That's down the road. So, right. But the question is right now. So, yeah. I'm going to go, Jerry, if they don't make the playoffs, they're going to have a top, you know, pretty – good pick, and
yeah.
I'm thinking, I'm hoping to go, you know, one of those kids that are coming out, man. I really don't.
Nice. Brian Fitzgerald, Merry Christmas, gents. You too, buddy. We grew up on Eli's reliable indestructibility. In the past 2 years, both Saquon and DJ have been injured. How worried are you? Not worried, but I'll say this. It's something I used to take for granted. I think that naturally you just took for granted that Eli was going to show up every week. So I'm, concerned about DJ now. With his injury issues, 2 years in a row, he's been hurt. So it was just something I completely took for granted. So good point, Brian.
Jerry, you and about 15 million other Giant fans took that for granted the last 16 years, right?
Yeah, yep.
Like you just assumed, all right, we're not worried about who's starting this week, right?
Yeah.
But now, look, am I concerned? It's 2 years in a row, you know? He's missed, you know, 2 games 2 years in a row. You know, I'm not going to be a DEFCON 1 yet, but,
yeah,
you know, it's like you said, Jerry, I was spoiled. You were spoiled. Everybody in the world, Giant fans are spoiled. Maybe I should get a little unspoiled now, right?
Yeah, right.
And say, okay, well, this could happen. I hope we have somebody, you know, backing up that's pretty good because Jones gets hurt. He got hurt 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying, you know, he might not miss a game the rest of the year, of his career,
right,
you know?
Right.
But, you know, you look at it now and you say, oh, crap, you know?
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. Joey Z, I know there are 2 games to play, but what do you think was the biggest accomplishment of Joe Judge as a first-year head coach? That's a good question, Joey.
I'll take that beating one. Eagles?
Yeah, I mean, he got over the hump, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, look, the biggest accomplishment, everybody's bought into what he's buying, selling, attention to details, you know? I think that, I mean, you know, that's been his biggest accomplishment. as far as everybody's bought into this guy's program. And I think he set the tone as no nonsense on his team. It's, you know,
yeah.
You come to work. Even this week, he said, "Yo, Christmas is Christmas with your family. God bless you. Enjoy. But when you come to work, you come to work. I don't want to hear about Christmas." You know,
right?
Just little things like that. You know, I think the whole program, the whole organization, has bought into what this guy is selling. And to me, right now, that's his biggest accomplishment.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's, and I hate to use the word, but the culture kind of it's a thing. It is a thing, and I think that. The Giants went from a team that they really didn't have an identity to a team now that plays hard-nosed defense, has a decent running game, and is on the upswing. So I'm just, thank you, Joe Judge, for bringing that back, because we have a defense now that's a lot of fun to watch. And we talk about it a lot, buddies of mine and I, we'll talk about, like, in the 80s, you almost wish for the offense to get off the field so the defense can come back on and just dominate. And we're not there yet, but we're heading towards that. And I just think he's made guys better than they were before, like Leonard Williams, Jabril Peppers. Mm-hmm. Like he's just a good coach. So there's a lot he's done here to just kind of turn it around, really. So
Jerry and the eye for coaching talent,
yeah,
his assistants, yeah, you know,
right,
which has helped him teach.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
Yep.
I think guys that have improved under Judge, you know. Technique-wise, I don't think there's any better example than Jabril Peppers, you know, technique-wise, right, and a guy who's improved his game, you know.
Right.
Is there a better example than Isaac Yiddum?
No, that's another one, right.
You know? So this – and that's, you know, a product of Judge and his coaches, you know.
Yep.
Attention to detail, attention to technique, teaching constantly all year. So that's quite an accomplishment right there, you know. And – hey, look, Jerry, we all know I'm not in a locker room. We're all not in a locker room, so it's tough to get a feel on a lot of things. But the feel I've gotten from the Zooms with these guys and all that is that they really believe in this guy, you know. And that's quite an accomplishment because, you know, when you're 5-9, could be 5-11, you know, maybe some plays towards the end of the year, what are we doing here? You know, what are we doing? You know?
Yeah. You got to be looking forward to that next year, no?
They're not. Yeah, what locker room, Jerry?
Yeah, just like
yeah. Hopefully everything goes back to normal, man, because you get the real feel of what the hell's going on. You know,
right. Yes, Chris and St. Pete, that is a big concern for us. Here's one, Adriana Iafola, with Garrett back to calling plays. Do you think they'll be aggressive on fourth downs, especially against a team like the Ravens? # Buffoon Crew. That decision really comes from Judge, not really Garrett, right? If they go for it on fourth down. Garrett's not making that call.
No, he's just going to put the call in, but the play call. But no, that's Judge's call there.
Yep. Yeah, but like, so, I guess, does Garrett have free reign to call whatever play he wants?
Yeah, he's going to call whatever play he wants.
Okay.
And then it's up to Judge to say, no, I want this instead, you know?
Got it. Okay.
But that's Judge's call, and it didn't change much with Freddie Kitchens. It was all scripted out, and like we talked about, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So
right.
Most of what you saw last week is what the same thing Garrett would have called. Trust me in that.
Yeah. So. Frank Ciotta with a good one for Mr. Bic Penn.
Mm.
What's the biggest difference in Garrett's offense versus Shermer's offense that has so negatively impacted DJ? # Buffoon Crew, # not a relative, # best Giants pod. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, Frank, the biggest difference I've seen is route trees, man.
Mm.
Route trees, just so much of those quick hits, guys doing those little quick curls, or little sit routes, little stick routes and all that. I pointed it out a few times on Twitter, Joe. I just don't want to be obnoxious by pointing it out every damn time. Mm. Like I said before, you know, then you seem like a total complete buffoon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right, Chris, enough now, you know? but I guess I'm not the only one, because Jerry, that one game, was it Cleveland game? You said they pointed it out on television.
Yeah,
right?
They did. Yes.
And I just happened to point out the same play.
Was it
the,
or no, I think maybe it was the Cardinal game. I forget which one it was. Game?
Okay. Well, whatever it was, I pointed it out. Then you said Chris, I remember you text me, privately. You said, "Chris, you're not gonna believe it. That was the same thing he showed on television."
I think it was the Cardinal game. Yeah,
So that's been, to me, that's been a bit. You know, Evan was doing a lot of those little out /7 routes last year. I think a little more seen, you know, with him. You don't see that as much from Evan Engram,
right?
You know, I thought they did a little more aggressive. They were a little more aggressive with Shermer on some crosses and like that. You just. You know, to me, the biggest difference, Frank, has been the route trees, you know?
Yeah.
And certain schemes, you know, not that you know, Garrett's been dead wrong and everyone, but there's just both guys are a little different scheme-wise, and I think that's been a difference. That's my opinion.
You know, when I read these questions and I realize we covered it already, I feel like we at least have the pulse of the people. Like, it's almost like, oh, I'm glad we answered that one already. Okay, good. We're talking about things that are relevant because, you know, it's do you think they match up better against the Ravens from Jim Vassell? Please say yes, I want to win. Yes. And, you know, someone else asked about should Peppers get extended? Darth Durango. It's like, yeah, so it's just funny that we've kind of covered all this already as we go through them. Here we go. Rob Sanchez, love the show, you guys. Here's my question. Only two games left for our G-men. Which two players are you most curious to see these last 2 weeks as far as evaluating them for their potential to this team long term? I know one. I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm sorry, Jay. What was that question?
It was, which two players are you curious to see the most these last 2 weeks as far as evaluating them for their potential long term? And I got one right off the bat.
You know, I'm going one, right?
I think we have the same guy.
Okay, who's yours?
Julian Love.
There you go.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go with my boy Love. I'm curious to see if they play him on the outside a little bit now with Bradbury back. You know?
Right, right.
But you know what? I asked Patrick Graham this week. Did you see it, Jerry?
Yes.
And he, I thought he was sincere the way he answered me about, oh, yeah, I'm really falling for this guy. I'm really, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
This guy's really growing on me. I don't know why they, you know.
What took so long?
Earlier, but I, look, I get it. I'm not there at practice. He could be doing a lot of different things in practice they don't like, whatever it might be. So I'm not going to second, who the hell am I to second guess Graham what he's done this year, right? So I'm not going to second guess anybody.
Right.
All right, now Betcha, he deserves to be second guessed, okay?
Forget it.
But not Patrick, not Graham. So, you know, but I was happy to see him. You know, he did some good things, Love, last week. He did some things, okay, you got to tighten it up and all that. But it's not fair when people say, oh, you know, they'll catch the balls, you know, wide open and out there. It's not true. I saw that one tweet. Oh, this guy's wide open. Oh, what are you talking about? It wasn't guys wide open all the time. It was guys tightly contested and breaker and a receiver executed, you know? But I want to see him, Jerry, because look, Love's back. Ryan's back. McKinney next year. Peppers. You know, what happens with Julian, right?
Yeah.
So we'll see if he gets some slots, even though Darnay's back, or if he gets some slot snaps tomorrow, if he's on the outside a little bit for Isaac, I want to see what they do with him. I'm curious, Jerry. I'm with you on that one, dude. The last 2 weeks, what happens with him?
I'm trying to think of another guy, and like an easy one would be Austin Mack, but they're going to upgrade receiver. Yeah, to be honest, another guy is Yedem. Like, I just want to see him continue to grow because they need another set. They need another corner. They're going to get one way or the other. Let's be honest, right? It's just you need corners. But it makes it easier. It goes a little further down the list from wide receiver and edge rusher. If Yedem can still show that he can play these last 2 weeks and Love. So Love by far and away for me and you, I think, are number one. For number two, I'd put him a little further down the list. But Yedem's another guy that I'm looking at. So
okay. You know what, Jerry? That's a fair one. Yeah. No question. I'm just going to, you know, not so much look at him, but as a guy I want to see finish strong, and that's going to be Andrew Thomas. You know,
that's good too. Yeah.
Why, Chris? Well, because he was humiliated a couple of weeks ago by the Cardinals, came back real strong, right?
Yeah.
And now tomorrow he's going to have to go against a Calais Campbell. He's going to have to go against a Matthew Judon, right?
Yep.
Even Bowser, he's going to see that. And I just want to see the kid finish strong, Jerry. And then next week, you'll be looking at maybe a DeMarcus Lawrence, whatever it might be, a little bit. And just for us to feel a little more comfortable, you know, with him going into next year, you know, he's going to be the left tackle. I don't know what the hell they're going to do with Solder, Jerry. We'll see how that plays out, you know?
Yeah.
I just want to see him. I'm just curious to keep an eye on him because we all know it's been an up and down year for Andrew, right?
Yep.
Finish strong, finish on the up, go into 2021.
That's a good one. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So,
yep. Yeah. That's a good one. That's another one. Here we go. You know, Chris Salomon, do you think the Giants are better off making the playoffs or missing it for better draft capital? I'm tired of draft capital. I want to make the playoffs. I know the chances aren't great, but I'm sick of draft capital. I want to win. We've had draft capital enough over the years that thanks, but you know what? Enough's enough. Let's start winning. Let's start getting back into the playoffs every year, and then we'll worry about draft capital afterwards. So, let's see. There's a couple more I want to get to. I'm having trouble finding them. I saw them before. Here's a decent question, and I, because I don't know the answer to this. I shouldn't say decent. It's a good question. I just don't know the answer to it. Brett Iorino. Do you feel the fact that there were no fans in attendance helped the Giants get through their growing pains, i.e. not hearing booing through the losses? I think it's a pretty good question. Do you think that?
That the fans are growing pains?
That because there were no fans.
Right.
And that they weren't booing this team. Do you think it helped them at all? Like, they were 0-5 at one point, 1-7. Yeah. They were home games. Like,
yeah, I guess it could have. You know what? I didn't even think about it.
It's a pretty good
like
question.
That's a pretty good question, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Could it have helped? Yeah. It couldn't hurt. Right?
Yeah, I think that's the best answer. It can't hurt. Yeah.
Yeah, that couldn't hurt that there was no fans because, trust me, these guys, they hear it, man. And, you know, it bothers them. Get booed going into the locker room at halftime, whatever it might be, you know? So they couldn't hurt, man.
I think it's huge for guys like Andrew Thomas. I think, like, guys like that where you're a rookie and your confidence is shaken as it is to hear 80,000 booing you. That's
Jerry,
brutal.
Jerry, how about Daniel Jones in the Arizona game?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Can you imagine the boos that would have been coming down when he fumbled again and, you know, he didn't lose it, but he fumbled for the third time and another sack and, you know, the way the offense looked. How about that? Right.
Yeah, right.
So it can't hurt. I forgot who asked that question, but it can't hurt. That's a good question, man.
It was because I read it at first. I'm like, oh, you know what? He's got a point, this guy. And I forgot his name because I scrolled down too far already. We'll go a couple more. GG at GG Osantos. Who do you see as potential outside OC candidates if they decide to move on from Jason Garrett, Chris?
Oh, I don't know, man.
I didn't know if there was anybody that Judge was close with that you.
I'm trying to. Josh McDaniel? No.
Oh, man.
I don't know, man. I'm trying to think of somebody in the building, and there's nobody in the building I could see, you know?
Yeah.
Unless you think that Holly is Shaplinski, you know, quarterback coach, but I can't see that, you know?
Yeah.
A lot of times quarterback coaches get elevated, you know?
Yep.
But I'm sorry. I just can't think of one right now. I don't know who Judge, you know, he might have some contacts with people, friendships I don't even know about, you know?
Right.
I'm sorry. I can't really give an answer to that one yet.
All right. We'll go one more question. And Chris, this is the layup of all layups for you.
Jerry, I'm sorry. Just 1 second. Yeah. If that happened, look for somebody from college.
Yeah. Okay.
Look, Matt Rhule went with Joe Brady from LSU.
Right.
I could see, because Judge has a ton of college connections still. I could see something like that.
Yeah, that's a good one. Nice.
Go ahead.
This is the question of all questions for you. This is a layup. This is meant for you.
Meant for me. Okay.
Proud Joe Judgian asks, hey, Mr. Bick Truss. I love that that's a name now.
Mr. Bick Truss.
Are there any Golden Domers you would like the Giants to draft?
Yeah, about 5 of them. No.
Well, I was going to say 40.
Yeah, let's take the kid Banks, the guard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's take the edge guy. The long name. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Right. Name. Right.
I'll take him. I'll take McKinley, the wide receiver in the second round.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll pull it. We'll pull a Chase pole.
Yeah.
That's what the Steelers did.
Yeah.
Okay. There's like 2 or 3 of them.
Yeah. All right. We'll end on that one. That was an easy one. Anything else you want to add, buddy, before tomorrow?
No, that's it, man. Look, enjoy the game. Let's give him a battle tomorrow, right, Jerry? Let's make this a real battle.
Yep.
You know, look, it's going to be a tough task, but, you know, it's not. That's why you're playing him, brother.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Nobody's going to sit here and say, oh, Jerry, they have no shot tomorrow.
No, I agree.
That's asinine talk, you know. I mean, it's a tough hill to climb. Don't get me wrong. Against a team that's playing pretty good again. And Lamar's, the last 3 games, Lamar's looked like that MVP self again, you know.
Yeah, right.
But. That's why you have the coaching staff, something like that. We'll see how it plays out, man. And I tell you what, if they do pull it off at 1 o'clock.
Ooh, forget it. Now that Tennessee took away the seam pass, right? That was what Vrabel did to him, right?
Yeah, Vrabel, yeah, yeah. I said that this week. You gotta take away Mark Andrews, man.
Yeah.
You know, Lamar basically is a one read guy. If it's not there, he takes off.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true.
You know, he's a one read guy.
Yep.
If it's not there, boom. You know?
And he's got the speed and ability to do it.
That's the problem, Jerry. The kid is like phenomenal. He gets, you know what I mean? You know, he gets it. He's so tough to defend like that.
You almost wish he would throw it. Yeah, yeah, throw it. Go ahead. Try it.
The ball, sit in the pocket, will you? You know?
Yeah. Oh, good stuff.
But that's their offense is going to be running the ball out of that pistol. You know?
Yeah.
Lamar's going to do the one read. If it's not there, he's going to look to take off.
Yep.
You know, 800 yards. The kid could get 1,000 yards again, which is incredible.
Ridiculous.
So we'll see how they play it, dude.
Yeah, we'll see. All right, Giant fans.
Carter Coughlin is going to be big again tomorrow. Go ahead.
Say that again?
Carter Coughlin, like he was against Russell Wilson, could be big again tomorrow.
I hope Cam Brown gets in there, too. He didn't play last week on defense.
Yeah, a little strange, but.
All right. All right. So, good stuff.
Enjoy
buddy.
The game, everybody. You know, enjoy the game. We'll see you, you know.
All right, guys, to order a subscription to The Giant Insider, go to www.thegiantinsider.com. Go to magster.com for a digital subscription, M-A-G-Z-T-E-R. And download the Giant Insider App Store. All right, guys, that's why we line them up and play them. Remember, Sundays are Giant days. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.